First up, after 20 years of governing Palestine, Hamas has announced it will dissolve its government to make way for what's commonly known as the US-backed technocratic Palestinian Committee. The Israeli government has described this as a stunt to avoid disarmament. Experts suggest Hamas are likely looking at the ideological and survival perspectives of the ceasefire, saying it could be up to other states in the region to unite for the reconstruction of Gaza. The Wise Sam Giorgio spoke with senior lecturer of peace and conflict studies at the University of Sydney, Dr. Eyal Meroz, to find out more.
Well, it's only one factor in a process that is becoming more and more problematic in the sense of moving forward. There's different perspective on why Hamas has made that announcement, and apparently it is under pressure by both the Palestinian population and some of the Arab countries that support it to do something to move ahead, because the situation in Gaza continues to be quite dire, both in terms of security and in terms of everything else civilian, that is housing and schools and hospitals and food.
The Israeli government reports that this move by Hamas is a stunt used to avoid disarmament. What was your reaction to hearing this?
Some of it has to do with that, but Israel is not doing much better, because Israel continues to, for one thing, continues to, at a low scale, its military operation against Hamas in Gaza and violating the ceasefire. At the same time, is piling obstacles against the future takeover of any kind of military international force. And so both sides are not supporting the progress towards the next stage. I think this is really important to acknowledge. I think Israel at the moment is facing a few months ahead of an election, and there are increasing reports that Netanyahu is considering going back to military operation in Gaza for, again, his own personal electoral considerations. And that would be obviously a detriment to everything, including the peace process, but also the population in Gaza.
Al Jazeera have reported that it's about over 3,000 times Israel has broken the ceasefire, and Hamas has as well still broken it. But considering the amount of, I suppose, power and military capability that Israel holds over Hamas, do you believe that Hamas is within reason to delay disarmament?
Well, Hamas is looking at things both from an ideological perspective and maybe also survival perspective. In terms of survival, I think there have been some voices in Hamas in support of surrendering the heavier weapons that will be used against Israel, but not the light weapons, which will dictate whether Hamas can survive and continue to govern Gaza, because without the light weapons, it won't be able to do so. And on the other hand, Israel is not going to likely be willing to accept only surrendering the heavier weapons. So that's one issue. And the second is the practical. Yes, Israel has been more aggressive than Hamas in terms of violations of the ceasefire. And so Hamas has no good reason at the moment to move forward without seeing an Israeli acceptance of withdrawal, which has been always Hamas' insistence that it will move forward if Israel begins and maybe continues to withdraw from the Israeli part of Gaza.
Given this is a significant step towards the brokered peace deal, will this improve access to aid for the residents in Palestine?
I think a lot depends here on Israel's goodwill that has been fluctuating and certainly far from what the population in Gaza needs. It's not as dire as it was before the ceasefire, but it's certainly insufficient. And I think a lot will ride longer term on the outcome of the elections in Israel in likely September. And a lot will be waiting to see how that will affect the future Israeli policies over many different things, including aid. But also there is a strong push for, by at least some of the opposition leaders in Israel and the Americans, to think of it more broadly as not, they call it not the two-state solution, but a 23-state solution, where the Arab state community will take over and lead a lot of the efforts towards reconstruction of Gaza, and but also at the political and diplomatic levels.
Senior lecturer of peace and conflict studies at the University of Sydney, Dr. Eyal Maroz, speaking with The Wire's Sam Giorgio.